It is Fantasy Football Thursday, week number two. I'm Chris Tubbs, along with David Brown. Fan lines open at 336-1230, 336-1230. We're focusing on the quarterbacks this week. Different types of thinking, David. Before we get into guys that you'll reach for or guys that you're going to let pass you by, is there a sort of player that you're looking for? Are you a fan of the running quarterbacks for fantasy purposes? Do you like a pocket guy, or does it not even matter?
I guess it sort of depends first on how your league is scored. But for me personally, I think a pocket passer does you better simply because they're consistent. A Peyton Manning, you know, is going to be consistent. An Aaron Rodgers, you know, is going to be consistent. And we alluded to Aaron Rodgers, not sort of the prototypical pocket passer, but he's not a running quarterback either. But the running quarterbacks are so hit or miss. I think people are so infatuated with the Kaepernicks and the Russell Wilsons. But then you look, those guys, cliche or not, they take more of a beating. And you saw RG3 last year, and we're probably going to talk about RG3 a little bit later. But RG3 didn't have nearly as good of a year, partly because of the knee injury, but also because he was still getting a feel for getting back to the game. And so when you have those types of quarterbacks who are more prone and more injury susceptible, as opposed to a pocket passer who you know hones his craft and isn't worried about things like the read option, I prefer a pocket passer. There's nothing wrong with a running quarterback or a read option QB, but for fantasy purposes, I think you have more consistency with a pocket passer.
All right, let's get to it. Guys that we like, guys that we don't like.
Have a player you really like and can't afford to miss on him? It's time for the Fantasy Football Thursday Reach Around.
Who am I going to reach around for? I'm going to reach around for Matt Ryan. Listen, he finished as the 15th best quarterback last year, but considering that he was without Julio Jones for 11, Roddy White for 6, Roddy White was battling those injuries. He's only 29 years old. I mean, he's been a top 8 quarterback 3 out of his last 4 seasons. He plays indoors. He plays in a fast-paced offense. I think he should capitalize on what is going to be an awful Atlanta defense. They're going to be playing from behind. I would not be surprised to see Matt Ryan finish in the top 5 or 6 in scoring. As a matter of fact, 12-team leagues, he's going in the middle of the 7th round. I would have no problem taking him at maybe even the beginning of the 6th round. I would have no problem with that at all. No problem with Matt Ryan.
Very interesting. We're going to get to my thoughts on Matt Ryan a bit later because we'll just say I don't agree with you at all. So this will be fun. I would reach around for Philip Rivers. We discussed it last segment, highest completion percentage in the last 4 years. He's consistently finding new ways to have new targets adapt to him. There are quarterbacks who need good receivers to make them a good quarterback. And then there are quarterbacks who make their receivers good. You think Tom Brady first and foremost, because he can take no-name receivers in New England and still give them 11 and 12 wins per season. But Philip Rivers, for all the garbage he takes, for his attitude and everything like that, he consistently puts up numbers. He will get you 302 touchdowns per game.
The question that I have with Philip Rivers is, we saw late in the year that San Diego went to that run-heavy offense with Ryan Matthews. And you signed Donald Brown, you draft Marion Grice. Is that going to be a sign of things to come? Is he going to have that limited ceiling late in the year? Because I have no problem with Philip Rivers putting up 400 yards in week 7, 8, 9, 10. I do have a problem with Philip Rivers not putting up numbers late in the year when they decide that they're going to want to go ahead and run the ball. And I understand that was Mike McCoy's philosophy. So we'll have to see. But you know, he was the number six scoring fantasy quarterback last year. Another guy that I am going to reach around for is Big Ben. I love me some Big Ben. I'm a big fan of Antonio Brown. I have been, and usually a lot of people are undersold on him. But he's typically a starting caliber number one. I mean, consider this. 2 seasons under Todd Haley, 11th and 10th among quarterbacks in per-game scoring. Now, you lose Emmanuel Sanders to Denver, but I think Marcus Wheaton is a much more explosive guy. Haley said he's going to go to the no huddle, which means they're going to run more plays. Heath Miller, healthy in the red zone. I like Big Ben. I would have no problem in Big Ben right now. Going in the 11th round, middle of the 11th round, three picks before Andy Dalton, I would have no problem jumping up into the 10th round for him, depending on where my depth is at in other positions.
Absolutely. I think Big Ben is classically underrated, and I think it's because he just sort of doesn't have that typical quarterback look about him. A lot of people think the two Steelers Super Bowl victories were by people other than him or by factors other than him.
And you're not going to miss games to injury. That's the thing. Even if he's a game-time decision, odds are he's going to play unless it's obviously something that could be, you know, a little bit more serious.
I would reach around four, and I know my brother is listening and is going to give me a lot of crap and grief over this, but now I would reach around for Joe Flacco. And Joe Flacco's been consistently at the elite, not elite debate by national media outlets. But the key difference this year, actually a couple key differences, three in my mind. One, the evolution of Dennis Pitta. He has a consistent security blanket. That tight end is always that security blanket for a quarterback, especially one who's not exactly mobile. And Joe Flacco is hardly what you would call a mobile quarterback. He can run when he needs to, but you wouldn't classify him as mobile. Two, the addition of Steve Smith. A lot of people think he's washed up. Some people wonder why Carolina released him in the first place. I think Steve Smith, along with Torrey Smith on the outside, Steve Smith can go in the slot and can create some space. And then the third reason is Ray Rice. We don't know what's going to happen with Ray Rice with his punishment. We don't know what the Ravens' running game is going to look like. So they're going to rely a lot more on Flacco. And I think his experience over the past couple of years has helped him in terms of developing a better passing game, a more consistent passing game, and one that maybe didn't put up big numbers in the past couple of years, but I think he's primed for a big statistical year.
He's David Brown. I'm Chris Tubbs. This is Fantasy Football Thursday and KWSN. If you've got a guy that you would reach around for, let us know at 336-1230, 336-1230. How about guys that you're going to stay away from?
Who should you stay away from? It's time to let them go.
Listen, if I know he won a Super Bowl, I know he's chic, he's young, he's popular, but fantasy-wise, I don't want Russell Wilson on my team. I don't want him on my team. Doesn't mean I don't like him. Again, 10th and 11th in seasonal scoring in his first two NFL seasons, but this is a run-heavy Seattle offense. I mean, they're going to run the ball. It doesn't matter if it's Christine Michael or Marshawn Lynch or Michael Turbin. And Seattle is a team that is going to play with a lead quite a bit. And they've got that legion of boom, that secondary. They're the best defense in the NFL. They're going to hold leads. They're not going to ask Russell Wilson to go out there and win a game for you by throwing the ball deep to Doug Baldwin or Sidney Rice or Percy Harvin. I don't see them taking a step back in talent or progression. That's why I'm staying away from Russell Wilson.
And from a numbers perspective, he didn't put up the greatest numbers. It's more of a leader mentality. That's why people are so high on Russell Wilson as opposed to the actual.
Those intangibles. Intangibles are nice. Intangibles don't win you fantasy football games.
Exactly. We're talking numbers here. I'm going to go along your same lines. I don't want Cam Newton. I do not want Cam Newton. He got Jason Avant and Jericho Cotri. Some receivers came in after they released Steve Smith. Those are names that I would say most fantasy people are familiar with as those third and fourth or maybe even fifth receivers
desperate. The waiver wire plug and plays.
The waiver wire. So the Carolina Panthers are playing fantasy football, but the problem is they're an actual NFL team. These guys maybe had some flash in the pans 3 or 4 years ago, and yeah, they got the rookie Benjamin from Florida State. But Cam Newton, other than Greg Olsen, has no consistency in his passing game, which means he's going to probably rely on his legs more. And as I said, it doesn't matter how hard, how hard you are or how much of a beating you can take. At some point, you're going to get dinged up. And if he's going to have to run more, you can't count on him to be on the field consistently. And I think the numbers are throwing people off for him to be a QB1 on your team. I would say, at best, draft him as your backup.
Let's go to some of our sleepers and our bust. I'm going to throw out a guy here that goes under the fantasy radar, a guy that... Now, when I say this, I'm not talking about a guy that is going to be your week in and week out starter. I'm talking about a guy that could potentially come in and win a couple of games for you. That's Ryan Fitzpatrick from the Houston Texans. Now, it's his first season with the Houston, and this is assuming Andre Johnson stays, and he's got Andre Johnson, and he's got DeAndre Hopkins. You got Aaron Foster in the backfield. He actually, he finished 12th in 2011 in fantasy points, and he threw at least 23 touchdown passes three seasons in a row from 2010, 11 to 12 with the Bills and the Titans. So I'm telling you right now, once you have your starting quarterback, if you need somebody to step in that could have a monster week, Ryan Fitzpatrick is your guy. And I know he's got some interception issues, but don't forget, he's got 11 games with three or more touchdown passes over the last four seasons. That's better than Joe Flacco, who had 9, Jay Cutler with 8, and Cam Newton had 6. So just keep that in mind if you're looking for your quarterback number 2.
My breakout guy, a guy sort of along your lines who can maybe come in and win you a couple games. You mentioned Jay Cutler. Remember Jay Cutler's backup last year?
Josh McCown. Tampa Bay.
Josh McCown in Tampa Bay. Two stud receivers, Vincent Jackson, who's already established, and Mike Evans, who I think will be a star. I think Vincent Jackson is going to take a lot of the pressure away from Evans on the outside so that Evans can get a little creative in the offense and start to produce some numbers. Doug Martin, I think, will bounce back. Doug Martin has the ability to catch out of the backfield. And then Austin Seferian Jenkins, who they just drafted, he might be the difference in that offense. He might be a great tight end to complement with Tim Wright. And so they are all the pieces around here. And I know some Bears fans might not like this, but objectively, I thought McCown was a better quarterback than Jay Cutler last year.
Well, if you put McCown and Cutler together, and Cutler's another guy that I think a lot of people are on that bandwagon. I'm thinking the same thing with Jeffrey and Marshall and Forte and Bennett. I think Jay Cutler's got a chance to be a top five quarterback this year. I really do. You take a look at what those two guys did combined. They were a top three. Chicago had the third best fantasy quarterback position in the entire NFL. My bust, I'm going with the guy that you're staying away from, and that's Cam Newton. I've got Cam Newton in my dynasty, and I love his long-term value. But listen, right now, he's got some issues. There's no question about it. Not only losing Steve Smith, and losing Steve Smith was huge. I mean, no question. He's been a top five fantasy quarterback, but he's got that left ankle injury. He's expected to be okay. But you meant Jericho Cotchery. I mean, you're
Jason Avant.
Jason Avant. You've got Kelvin Benjamin, who, by the way, I think Kelvin Benjamin is going to be a stud, but Jericho Cotchery is going to be the guy that's going to lead. He's going to lead Carolina in receiving this year. Yuck. I mean, and plus you got the running game of Jonathan Stewart, Jangela Williams, and Mike Tolbert. I don't see a good fantasy year for Cam Newton.
And this is our first major disagreement, where I think the bus is going to be Matt Ryan, who you said earlier you would reach around for.
I would, yes.
I just don't think he's a numbers guy. I think he wins you games, but I don't think he's a numbers guy. He loses Tony Gonzalez. They don't have the tight end situation figured out. They have an aging running game, which you think would help the passing game, but in essence, it heightens the pressure, pressure.
They drafted Devontae Freeman, though. I mean, he's going to be... I mean, it's Steven Jackson.
I'm thinking of Steven Jackson, who, yeah, you're right. They did draft Freeman, but rookie learning from a veteran who's past his prime in Steven Jackson, who I think is close to, if not at the end of his career. And then you mentioned the injuries last year. That's fine. Julio Jones is an absolute stud. I think Roddy White has taken a step back. I think Roddy White is a shell of his former self. And maybe I'm just upset because I've had him on my fantasy team the last 2 years and he hasn't produced. But nevertheless, I think with more focus on Julio Jones, can you count on Roddy White? And I don't know if you can.
He's David Brown. I'm Chris Tubbs. This is Fantasy Football Thursday and KWSN. When we come back, what's a common mistake that we're seeing players make? And also, taking a look at some of the average draft position, some guys that are going a little bit too high, a little bit too low. We'll discuss that coming up. And the fan line is open at 336-1230. This is Fantasy Football Thursday on KWSN.